You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good morning. My name is Brother Larry. This is the Wireless Connection Radio Ministry. I'll be sharing a few minutes of the Word of God, and then Sister Carolyn will be finishing up with prayer. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." The word means purpose for God. For means purpose. The word begotten, world of begat, means to create. So God created a purpose in Mary. He created a purpose, a supernatural seed to be born of a virgin in a stable under humble conditions. And his name is Jesus. He was born to create life and give life more abundantly. God's purpose was to bring peace, joy, and love into the world. That's why he sent his only son, Jesus, to the world, not half of the world, not part of the world, but the entire planet Earth, for his love. Love is an action verb. The action that God showed his love, that he placed that seed into Mary. She was a carrier of God's plan and purpose. Again, God's only son. That was a God kind of love that sent to the world, which would give a man an opportunity to have that love to be forgiven of their sins. So loved the world, a deep affection. So loved the world. God is love upon this planet, minute by minute, day by day, year after year, generation after generation. In John 14:15, it says, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments." Let's stop right there. Keeping God's commandments is living him with him daily. And that he is your best and closest friend, that he sticks closer to you than a brother, than a relative, than a mother, than a father, than a sister. He sticks closer to you than anyone on this world. And God gave Jesus the perfect gift without sin. He knew no sin, but he took upon sin upon the cross that we would live forever, not exist, but that we would live. Yet ask yourself this question, am I pleasing God? As John 14:15, am I keeping God's commandments? We would do whatever it takes to please our family, loved ones. Are we, as a believer, really keeping God's commandments by following through? Or is it just lip service? Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will come to us. The love of Jesus is so simple. We are serving a loving and compassionate God, a caring and holy God. Loving Jesus is to be close to him every moment of your life. Jesus, right this very moment, is holding his loving arms, reaching out to you. All you have to do is to reach forth and take hold of his loving arms. And right now, we're going to give this portion of the program to Sister Carolyn.
Thank you, Brother Larry, for sharing with us about the love of God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for having your way on this radio broadcast today, Lord God. And Lord, 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 says, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You left heaven, came to earth. Hallelujah. Manifested, made visible, destroying the works of the devil, destroying the works of the enemy. Hallelujah. Let me share a story that Jesus told out of Luke chapter 15, starting at verse 11. And it says in the New Living Translation, "To illustrate the point further, Jesus told them this story. A man had two sons. The younger son told his father, 'I want my share of your estate now, instead of waiting until you die.' And so his father agreed to divide his wealth between his sons. A few days later, this younger son packed all his belongings and took a trip to a distant land, and there he wasted all his money on wild living. About the time his money ran out, a great famine swept over the land, and he began to starve. He persuaded a local farmer to hire him to feed his pigs. The boy became so hungry that even the pods he was feeding the pigs looked good to him, but no one gave him anything. When he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, "At home, even the hired men have food enough to spare, and here I am, dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son. Please, take me on as a hired man.'" So he returned home to his father, and while he was still a long distance away, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son." But his father said to the servants, "Quick, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. Get a ring for his finger, sandals for his feet, and kill the calf we have been fattening in the pen. We must celebrate with a feast. For this son of mine was dead and has now returned to life. He was lost, but now he is found." So the party began. And meanwhile, the older son was in the fields working. And when he returned home, he heard music and dancing in the house. And he asked one of the servants, "What's going on?" "Your brother's back," he was told. "And your father has killed the calf we were fattening and has prepared a great feast. And we are celebrating because of his safe return." The older brother was angry and wouldn't go in. His father came out and begged him, but he replied, "All these years, I've worked hard for you and never once refused to do a single thing you told me to do. And in all that time, you never gave me even one young goat for a feast with my friends. Yet, when this son of yours comes back after squandering your money on prostitutes, you celebrate by killing the finest calf we have." His father said to him, "Look, dear son, you and I are very close, and everything I have is yours. We had to celebrate this happy day, for your brother was dead and has come to life. He was lost, but now he is found." Lord, we pray, God, that you would bless the reading of your holy word this morning, and it would accomplish all it's been sent out to do. The word of God declares that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. Do you feel lost today? Do you not know the one true living God? Hallelujah. He is alive. Glory to God. Jesus loves you today. Hallelujah. And if you don't know God, or if you're away from God, pray this prayer with me today. Heavenly Father, I come before you and I confess. I feel lost. I want to be found. I want to be found in you. I've walked away from you. I never knew you. I don't know what your situation is today. But you need God in your life and you know it. You feel the Holy Spirit tugging on your heart. You feel the Holy Spirit has arrested you and gotten your attention on this radio broadcast today. Confess, hallelujah, before the Father. Glory to God. He's a good God and he loves you so much. Confess, Heavenly Father, I come before you and confess that I'm a sinner and I need you in my life. Forgive me of my sins. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Live big in me. Forgive me of my sins. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost. Fill me up with your presence, hallelujah, and teach me how to live according to your word. I surrender my whole life to you. I don't want to be the son that took off squandering his life, squandering and ending up with the pigs, and even looking and saying, "What did I walk away from? All of the good that God had for me in my life." No, I want to turn back now. I want to turn today and serve you, oh God. Father God, I thank you that you love me. I thank you that you take me back today in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer today to receive Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, glory to God, I would encourage you to find a church, a Bible-believing church, one that teaches the true, uncompromised Word of God, that you may know the perfect will of God because you know the Word of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we lift up the saints of God on the line today, Lord God. We thank you lifting up their families, their sons, daughters, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, Lord God. We thank you, God, that you have called all of us into your purposes. Glory to God, that you have a purpose for each one of our lives, Lord God. And 1 John 3:8 says, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." And we declare in the prayer of agreement that the works of the devil, for the listeners on this broadcast today, their families, their children, Lord God, extended families, the plans of the enemy are canceled out and the plans of the Lord Jesus Christ established. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And so, Lord, we thank you. Every work of the enemy is destroyed. Hallelujah. And the plans of the Lord Jesus Christ established in the lives of your people, Lord God, those that have prayed, Father God, asking you to come into their hearts, living big on the inside of them. Touch them today, Lord God. Heal, save, and deliver, and set the captives free in Jesus' mighty name. In Mark chapter 9, starting in verse 14, the Message translation through verse 27, it says, "There are no ifs." And when they came back down the mountain to the other disciples, they saw a huge crowd around them and the religion scholars cross-examining them. As soon as the people in the crowd saw Jesus, admiring excitement stirred them, and they ran and they greeted him. And he asked, "What's going on? What's all the commotion?" A man out of the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought my mute son, made speechless by a demon, to you. And whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and goes stiff as a board. I told your disciples, hoping they could deliver him, but they couldn't." Jesus said, "What a generation, no sense of God. How many times do I have to go over these things? How much longer do I have to put up with this? Bring the boy here." And they brought him. And when the demon saw Jesus, it threw the boy into a seizure, causing him to writhe on the ground and foam at the mouth. He asked the boy's father, "How long has this been going on?" "Ever since he was a little boy. Many times it pitches him into the fire or the river to do away with him. If you can do anything, do it. Have a heart and help us." Jesus said, "If? There are no ifs among believers. Anything can happen." No sooner were the words out of his mouth that the father cried, "Then I believe. Help me with my doubts." And seeing that the crowd was forming fast, Jesus gave the vile spirits marching orders. "Dumb and deaf spirit, I command you, out of him and stay out." Screaming and with much thrashing about it left, the boy was pale as a corpse. So people started saying, "He's dead." But Jesus, taking his hand, raised him, and the boy stood up. Lord, bless the reading of your holy word. Let it accomplish all it's been set out to do. And Lord, I pray that you would take our hand today, Lord God, and raise us up out of every situation and circumstance that's not of you. Lord God, even those that feel like they're in the place, Lord God, even as the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, Lord God, extend your hand. And Lord, we extend our hand and take your hand, God. Raise us up, oh God, into the place that you've called us to. Raise us up, Lord God, into your perfect will, into our lives, oh God. You are the divine supernatural intervener, and we cry out to you to intervene into the affairs of the men, women, boys, and girls, Lord God, on this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost, and that your delivering power would manifest, oh God, and you would set the captives free, Father God. We bind up all spirits of addiction in the name of Jesus, and we call those that are addicted out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of God's marvelous light right now in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. And God, we ask for angels to be dispatched, hallelujah, in conjunction with this radio broadcast, Father God, to be involved in the deliverance of the saints, into the deliverance, Lord God, of those that have just received you as Lord and Savior. We thank you, Father, that you are the way maker, that you will make a way where men say there is no way in the lives of your people, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that the lost are found in Jesus' mighty name. We call things that be not as though they were. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so, Father, we thank you for salvations. The saving power of God, Lord God, released right now in Jesus' mighty name. Lord God, we thank you that angels have been dispatched, Father God, to protect your people, Father God, that we're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Our children, our sons, our daughters, nieces, nephews, grandchildren are abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, and we call them saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost and power, Lord God, that your hand of protection is upon them now. Your hand of protection is upon them today, and your hand of protection is upon them until the rapture of the church in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The saints of God on this radio broadcast agree that it is so. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. We thank you, Father God, for the mighty work that you're doing in the lives of your people in the year 2018, Lord God. Lord God, that nothing is the same, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Nothing the same in terms of the things that we've been holding on to that need to be let go. And so, Father, I thank you for an anointing being released right now to let go of the past, those things that need to be let go, and you know what it is. That the anointing and the power of God assists you and enables you and makes it capable for you to let it go and to move on in Jesus' name. So we bless and we magnify your name, Father God, and we thank you. Lord God, there is no God like you. You are a great and awesome and good God. And Lord, this morning we pray out of Proverbs chapter 14, starting at verse 7 in the Message translation. It says, "Escape quickly from the company of fools. They're a waste of your time and a waste of your words." Father, we thank you, Lord God. We lift up our lives to you, God, that we escape quickly from the company of fools. Our children escape quickly from the company of fools. Because why? We recognize they're a waste of our time and a waste of our words. And Lord God, the word of God is dwelling in on the inside of us to the overflow in the name of Jesus. And in verse 8 it says, "The wisdom of the wise keeps life on track." And so, Father God, give us the wisdom of the wise, the wisdom that comes from the throne room of heaven, the wisdom that keeps our life on track in the name of Jesus. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, and God, your word declares that your sheep know your voice and do not follow the voice of a stranger. And so I thank you, God, that the power of God is released on this broadcast, Lord God, to touch our spiritual ears in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Keep our lives on track because we hear the sound of your voice. We hear and we obey in Jesus' mighty name. The wisdom of the wise keeps life on track. The foolishness of fools lands them in a ditch. Father God, I thank you. You anoint our eyes and our ears to recognize foolishness in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give us that perception, that spiritual perception, Lord God, that we will not fall in a ditch. Our children will not fall in a ditch. Why? Because we have the wisdom of the wise and we have the discernment, hallelujah, operating on the inside of us through the power of the Holy Ghost. And God, may rivers of living water overflow. In verse 9 it says, "The stupid ridicule right and wrong, but a moral life is a favored life." And so, Father, I thank you today as we pray, Lord God, that our children, Lord God, those that are connected to the broadcast today, Lord God, who may have slipped, Lord God, Lord, we thank you, God, forgiveness is available. Lord God, we thank you that you, through your word, show us, Lord God, that a moral life is a favored life. And there's nothing like the favor of God showered down on a life. And so, Lord, we bless and magnify your name. And thank you, Father God, for keeping us in alignment with your word, Lord God, and empowering your people to be set free from anything that's holding them captive, including any type of sexual immorality, Father God. Set the captives free today in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, you said in verse 11 of Proverbs 14, the Message translation, "Lives of careless wrongdoing are tumble-down shacks. Holy living builds soaring cathedrals." And so, Lord, I thank you, Father, for the beauty of holiness being released in our lives, Lord God, the beauty of holiness, Lord God. You're speaking to us, Lord God, the things that we need to put down, the things we need to walk away from, Lord God, that we are building like soaring cathedrals, the word of God living on the inside of us, the word of God manifested, hallelujah, in our lives, Lord God, bringing forth our destiny in you, Lord God. Let your kingdom come and your will be done in each life in the name of Jesus. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, in verse 12 and 13 says, "There's a way of life that looks harmless enough, Look again. It leads straight to hell. Sure, those people appear to be having a good time, but all that laughter will end in heartbreak. Father God, bless the reading of your word, and Lord, anoint us. Protect us, Lord God. Lord God, put something on the inside of us that each and every time, Lord God, those things, Lord God, that seem harmless enough, but really are going to lead us straight to hell. Lord God, let the warning system, hallelujah, go off on the inside of us. Let the 911 alert sound on the inside of us that we won't fall for it. Our children won't fall for it. And Lord God, we will not be a people of compromise in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost. But the anointing and the prayer shield that's been released over our lives will cause us each and every time to detect the plan of the enemy, and that the plans of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be established in each one of our lives in the name of Jesus, and in the lives of our children in the name of Jesus. And it says that sure, those people appear to be having a good time, but all that laughter will end in heartbreak. Lord God, that our children will not experience heartbreak. Lord God, their parents will not experience heartbreak. Why? Because the anointing, the prayer shield, the power of God released into their lives, Lord God, is leading them, Lord God, under the pathway, because they hear and they obey your voice. They have the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Lord God, you said you give it freely. We ask and we release, Lord God, your anointing, your power today, Lord God, to download the wisdom of God into the lives of your people in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we magnify your name. Lord, in verse 26 it says, the fear of God builds up confidence and makes a world safe for your children. Lord, we thank you, God, that the fear of God, the respect of God, the honor for God would be restored, Lord God, in each life, Lord God, where it may have slipped, Lord God. Maybe it's not what it should be, Lord God. If that's you, we pray, God, that you would do a mighty work on the inside of your people, oh God. The fear of God builds up confidence and makes a world safe for your children. Lord God, each one of us at some point has always missed it, Lord God. But you, God, make a way where men say there is no way. You're the divine supernatural intervener. And Lord, we desire a world safe for our children, God. The fear of God builds up confidence and makes a world of safe for our children. Lord, do that work. Do that work in our lives. Do that work in the state of Florida. Do that work in the United States of America, Father God. Lord God, where it seems, and even in places where it's just slipped back too far, that we've gone too far from you, oh God. We ask, God, for restoration of the fear of God, that it's building up a confidence and making a world safe for our children in Jesus' mighty name. We bless you this morning. We thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done on behalf of your people. And Lord God, as we're praying, God, for prodigals, we're praying, God, for those that have been seeking you and may have prayed to receive you as Lord and Savior, even this morning, Lord God, those that are young in the faith, Lord God, those that are feeling oppressed today, Father God, let your anointing break the enemy's burden from off of their neck. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And let every yoke be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. We declare freedom, and he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Lord God, remove from every shoulder burdens, the cares of this world, Lord God, things that we're carrying that we shouldn't carry. For we cast our cares upon the Lord, for he cares for us. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. Excuse me. Hallelujah. And so today we refuse to carry the cares of this world. We refuse to go to bed worried and concerned and unable to sleep, because our God is able to heal, save, sanctify, deliver, watch over our children, keep us safe. He's able to order our footsteps, because it says the footsteps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. And so today we say we refuse to worry. We refuse to be concerned, and that the burdens that have been put upon us by the world, burdens that we've been carrying that we know we shouldn't carry, we cast them off now in the name of Jesus. We cast every care upon the Lord according to 1 Peter 5:7, and we make a declaration. We are not carrying those cares that the Lord himself has said, I carry, I carried in Jesus' mighty name. So we cast our burdens upon the Lord and he sustains us. According to Psalm 55:22, in the name of Jesus, Lord, break the yoke of the enemy's burden in the name of Jesus. Lord, break every yoke, the things that are oppressing your people, sickness, infirmity, poverty, Lord God. Break the bondages, Father God, sexual addictions, addictions to drugs or alcohol, Father. Right now, we release the power of God and we call you free in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost. And God, we ask that angels would be dispatched right now, Father God, to be involved in the deliverance of your people in the name of Jesus. Destroy, God, every ungodly yoke in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, God. We take upon our lives your yoke. Hallelujah. Your yoke is easy. Your burden is light. And we thank you for freedom in Jesus. Hallelujah. There's no God like the great God, Jehovah, El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty, El Elyon, the Most High God. Hallelujah. The Most High God is able to set free today. And so we call upon you, the Most High God. The name above every name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's the name above the situation and circumstance, Lord God. We call upon the name of Jesus right now. We command situations and circumstances that have been orchestrated by the enemy. We issue a cease and desist order in the name of Jesus. And we release into the atmosphere that Jesus is the name above every name. The name above everything coming against your people. And Lord, we thank you for healing. Right now, your healing power being released in the name of Jesus. Be set free in Jesus' mighty name. Be made whole in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. He is the Most High God. El Elyon, hallelujah. El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty, who's able to handle every situation that confronts God's people. You're concerned about your child. Well, we read today about the prodigal. We're praying and we're seeking God for the deliverance and we're calling in those into the kingdom of God's marvelous light and out of the kingdom of darkness. And so we stand in agreement that it is so. El Shaddai, the God, the Lord God Almighty, is able to handle every situation that confronts God's people. Let's agree right now. Those situations and circumstances, those concerns, those things that you've been carrying, those things where it seems like that just cannot get the victory or manifested. In the name of Jesus, we call on the Lord of the breakthrough and we speak breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough into your situation in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. Calling on the Lord of the breakthrough to manifest himself throughout the year 2018 in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost. Saints of God, there is no God like the God, great God Jehovah, our Father, his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. And so this morning, I plead the blood of Jesus over you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And I stand in agreement that as you're pleading the blood of Jesus over your children from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, that they are delivered, that they're covered, hallelujah, by the divine supernatural intervention and protection of God Most High in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Sister Carolyn. Again, this is Brother Larry from our wireless connection. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We'll be with you next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 on your dial. Again, this is Pastor Larry, Brother Larry and Sister Carolyn, our wireless connection. God bless you. Until next week, have a wonderful week.